Editor's note. Ms. Stang writes in response to the Beta Day article Lake Nipissing access fenced off for protection and prevention, Railway says, I want to record my objections to the new fence erected at the 10th Street access to the Shoreline Trail from Main Street, here in the west end of the city. My two objections concern one, the very fact of it and two, the way in which it was brought about. This access, while unofficial, has been used by generations of West Enders to access the lakefront. I've lived on Copeland Street and have used that access for 45 years. My customary circuit, several times a week winter and summer, was down to the 10th Street access, west along the trail to Roy's Rock, Timmins Street public access, and then back to my house. It's a perfect distance for me, 1.8 kilometers. With the new fence blocking the access, my circuit must now include going all the way down to the government dock before turning west along the trail and coming out at Roy's Rock and then home. The distance now is 2.8 kilometers. A full kilometer more. It may not seem like much on paper here, but it is a lot for me as I'm in my 70s. It also includes the very unpleasant walk along Memorial with its heavy traffic. With both physical and mental health advisors, and the government, recommending walking as an important, and safe, in these COVID times, activity for everyone, but especially the elderly, this fence puts a definite ding in my outdoor enjoyment, and therefore my time put into exercise and relaxation. My second objection involves the way that this fence came to be. Zero consultation with the neighborhood is an affront to democracy and fair-mindedness. And that council, seemingly, quietly went to a corporation, Ottawa Valley Railroad, and asked them to put up a fence to solve council's problem, the homeless encampment that grew nearby over the summer, but seems to be no longer, seems underhanded and poorly considered. Citizens deserve better. And the homeless deserve better. While mine is an individual objection, I know that many in the West End would agree. Surely council can come up with a better solution than cutting off this access. The railroad could easily have installed proper signage as is appropriate for level crossings. Hoping for a speedy and equitable remedy to this unnecessary wrong, Ursula Stang, North Bay.